Hi, besties, and welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens,
a show where we talk about all things drag because we are semi-qualified to speak on it.
I'm Juice Box.
And I'm Cynthia Kiss.
And welcome to Semi-Qualified Queens. And we are at another episode of the season that will never end, All-Stars 8, Episode 10. It's still going.
Ah! Let's all take a deep breath in. A deep breath out. In yoga, we call that lion's breath.
Oh, when you yell a little bit?
Kind of like a little grunt. Get it really out. Get it out of your core. And I needed to some deep breathing because
I know.
I just sometimes, I'm like, I personally think this season could have been 8 episodes.
Yes, I agree.
I've loved everything I've seen, but I still feel like you could fit it into a cute 8 episodes and we would be happy. So sometimes watching it, I'm just like, I feel like it's Groundhog Day. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm doing the same thing a couple weeks in a row.
Last night should have been the finale.
I wanted it to be so badly.
Yeah, last night should have been the finale. There in no way should it have been breaking it down to a top 2 and then next week being the Fame Games with no Jimbo or Candy. And then the finale after that. There shouldn't be 2 more episodes.
So there's going to be a whole episode without Jimbo and Candy.
The Fame Games episode. Where they're not going involved to be a talent in it. Show.
I thought, oh, okay, it's a talent show.
So it's a talent show. So next week's episode is going to be a talent show called The Fame Games, which is very confusing to me because I thought The Fame Games was who they wanted to win out of the People's Runway package.
I'm telling you, rewind the tapes, Anthony. No one's so understood confused. The Fame Games. Episode 1 of this season was like, the what? The Fame Games? Yet. The Fame Games. Every time a queen is sent away, RuPaul goes, but there's always the Fame Games. Did I miss something? Is this an online? This is an online engagement that like we can vote a queen back?
No. So you know how like everyone every season is just like, oh, I wish we could have seen what the other girls wore. So what the Fame Games are in All Stars 8 is when a queen is eliminated, every week in Untucked, you still are able to see her runway for that week.
Oh.
And the winner of the Fame Game. Yeah, they'll go through the Fame Games and each queen comes out and they show their runway on, or they show their look on the runway. So it's kind of cool because you're able to see everybody's looks, but you have to watch it in Untucked. So that's why we haven't seen it, because we don't watch Untucked. And it basically, the thing is like the Fame Game winner is the queen who like deserved to win because their looks were so good, but it's slowly kind of turning into a fan favorite vote.
Okay.
Rather than someone who like, it's like people, you can see that people aren't voting for the actual best look that week. They're voting for their favorite.
Okay, cool.
So that's, a lot of people are like, it's not really what it's set out to be. It's turning into a fan vote. But
how do they have the results? Because doesn't Untucked just immediately come on the air right after? So like, how do they pull those votes?
I think it's the way that people are saying they're voting and like the support that's coming out online.
Okay. Yeah. Fame Games. Got it. Sort of.
Yeah. I mean, I really like it. I wish that we could see it in the actual episode.
Yeah.
Rather than Untucked. I would love for it to be like every one way you saw each girl.
Yeah.
But the only ones that were eligible were like, you know, but that's just me. That's me being picky.
I think there's a creative way they could, while the runways are airing, like they then do a splice where it's, they're not part of the competition or they're a separate thing. They could just make it feel, I don't know, they go so fast.
It's so silly. And the fact that it's up to a fan vote, a lot of the, not to say it's unfair, but I feel like it's not going to be any of the beginning queen's game, because they've gotten so close to the people who've wanted it to win from the beginning that it's going to probably go to the people who are later in it.
Right.
Who you've already seen their package and they've been in the show longer because they're closer to them. They want them to win. They've got more stakes in the race. It's not like the Fame Games of someone who like got eliminated early or eliminated probably a little too soon. Like, I have a feeling Jessica is probably going to win the Fame Games because Jessica almost made it to the top 3. So it's almost like them being like, okay, well, here's all the fans will then vote for Jessica because it's like, that's who they actually wanted to win.
Maybe this talent show can really sway the votes. Like, what if James just does the best talent show ever? And then you're like, eclipsed.
Maybe. I just find that it's such a weird, like, what is the Fame Games? Like, is it a popularity contest? Is it who has the best runways? Where are the jokes? You know, like, what is it? Like, I'm confused. So that's my thing. Sorry. But before we dive in, before we get all negative Nancy on the season that'll never end, tell me about your week. How are you? What's going on? Update me. Update the girly pops.
I had such a busy week. It was so exciting. I literally was on Global News. I got up at 3:30 a.m. to be ready.
Oh my God.
For the camera.
3:30? What time was camera?
I had to be in a vehicle by 6:30, ready to go. I literally took a radio. I got in the car. I literally took a radio interview while we were driving to Global News.
Rich.
Isn't it so chic?
That's kind. Oh my God, I love that.
This was all to promote me working with the Whitecaps for their Pride match in Vancouver. It was so much fun. Once a year, they do a game that's queer focused. And they wanted me to be part of it. I closed their halftime show at the BC Place Stadium. I literally had an in-ear so I could hear the music.
I was going to ask you that because the music, I was just like, was the music loud or was it like awkward and you could like hear your own mouth? But if you had the music in your ear, it would have been fine.
It was like dancing with headphones.
Cool.
Yeah, it was so
I love
cool.
that. And you looked beautiful. Thank you. Red catsuit with this new bob that we love.
And I feel really bad. Juice was going to get a red catsuit made by the same designer, Evan Clayton.
They look very similar.
I added a cape to mine recently to make it a little more Kylie Minogue, a little more padum padum. And then Juice, we get on the call today and she's like, oh, you like added a cape. Like you added a cape to it. Like I didn't think you were gonna do that, but you did. And
you did, you added a cape.
And secretly she's like, I literally was gonna get a look designed with that cape. Okay. It made us laugh. It was such a fun event. I think it's cool to kind of dive into environments that don't see drag as often. Obviously a sports league, like a soccer team, is not gonna have drag queens all the time. So we actually did a street party as well. That was the first of its kind. We raised a ton of money for charities in the city. It just was so much fun. And I loved how involved it was with media. Like I think I did like 4 radio interviews and Global News. Like it was a busy, fun week.
You could probably use actually all that to get verified on TikTok.
Smart.
I'm so serious. Yeah, to use all that to get verified on TikTok. But also, what my favorite part about your weekend is while you're performing, if you actually rewatch the tapes, the crowd's full, right? There's stands, there's people everywhere. They're beautiful. Everybody's looking at the Jumbotron. But right directly in front of you, there's people. But they're looking down. There is one singular man who is standing up, looking at you, and he's holding, I don't know if it's a hot dog or popcorn, and he doesn't look like the regular drag fan. Like he looks like he is there for the soccer game and then he just wanted to stand and watch the show, which I found to be respectful, but it is just so funny to see just like hordes of people all looking away from you at a Jumbotron of you performing, and then this man just like, no, I'm going to watch her in her eyes.
Absolutely. Some people want that angle, that double chin angle.
Did you see him?
You know what? At that point, I was kind of zoning out. Like you kind of just like glaze out like to the, you play bigger than that. One singular hot dog eater.
That one man.
But it was
so funny.
Because that is hilarious. The fact that it was the halftime, it's not like the Super Bowl where you're anticipating like Jennifer Lopez. People got up and started to get their snacks. And all of a sudden I was like, oh no, like everyone's leaving to eat and I'm about to go on. Luckily there was a little, I don't want to say marching band, but like a band playing some live instruments, like an orchestra. That would probably be the whole thing. They did Lady Gaga. And then by then people came back in with their hot dogs, their snacks.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're happy that no one saw those wonderful orchestra players and you're happy they saw you.
Yeah.
Good.
I nominate them as sacrifice.
I'm glad that everyone could see me and fuck that orchestra.
Do you remember that thing when I say things, they just sound nice, but when you really boil it down, it's like,
yeah, you're like,
wait,
oh,
you shady little lady.
That was, you know, Juice, I just think you look like a creative.
You look creative. Everybody's so creative.
Everybody's so creative. You see how it looks like you shouldn't be using that? Because it ain't gonna go down easy if it ain't cheesy. Sorry. Yeah.
Have things been going down easy for you? Have things been cheesy?
Things have been cheesy for me. Things have slowed down since Pride, which has been nice. I was able to kind of take the week to sort of just relax. I was a little bit sick last week, and I'm feeling a lot better this week. I did Miss Mosu's drag brunch on Saturday. Which,
fabulous.
Oh my God. If you are a Drag Race girly and you want just the most fun gig in the world,
I want to do it.
Do that. Oh, she's booked until September.
I know, I saw her post. I was like, oh, she's literally so organized.
It's because it is so, so fun. And like, when I say like, okay, you know, when you watch someone and, you know, we get jaded with drag because it's our life, right?
Jaded, but you know, when
great. That was good. But you know, when you watch someone and you're like, oh, this makes me feel like fun again. Mm-hmm. You know, that I love watching this. I was in so much pain from like, you perform a lot. It's hot. My feet hurt. And I was the first time I was corseted in a cat suit. So like, I looked cunt, but like, it was.
You got to do it. It's worth it.
It's worth it. And it was like, for me, it was just like my body was just getting used to it. And I was like, oh, this feels weird. But anyways, Mosu is just so good at working a crowd, creating an atmosphere. Have you been to one of her brunches?
I have. And I just love the way she just owns a room. I feel like if she gets nervous, she hides it so well. She's just so cool, calm and collected, funny, present, takes her time. And yeah, has got her tricks. She's like a fabulous hostess. She's really great.
She's really, really great. I just had such a good time with her. And
oh,
she,
good.
But there was this moment where like, it was the end of the show. It was our second seating. And Mosu does this thing where it's like, if the crowd wants more, obviously she's going to do more, right? So it was like her fifth encore. She did five songs. So it was like her fifth song. And I was in so much pain that I was just like, I'm having so much fun, but I would really love if this was her last song. I would love to just take photos with people and maybe take all the stuff.
Well, because that's just it. The show wraps, but you're not done. You do photos, you mingle one last time. The night isn't over with the show, or the brunch, the day isn't over with the show ending. So you just want to get to that phase.
Yeah, I wanted to get to the phase so I could be like, okay, we're done, you know? But she's just so great. And I just had so much fun. And taking that corset off at the end of the gig just felt so good.
Best feeling ever, girl. And untucking and going to the bathroom. Like,
oh, the pee that I had?
A real good piss.
Just long and rancid, but so happy it happened. Speaking of long and rancid, we're going to get in to All Stars 8, episode 10. Ah.
Oof. Okay, so last week, Jimbo finally won a lip sync for their life. It was their fourth challenge win. And we say bye, Alexis. Should we play Wii music for the rest of the podcast?
You fucking bitch. Oh my God. Yes.
No, so
you guys can see how we feel.
So exciting to see Jimbo finally win a challenge. Yes, you know, we talked lots and lots about it. Did we notice in the workroom that Jimbo still kind of puts on a voice when they're in the alien costume?
We
get more of the like, oh, wow, like I talk like this. Like, it's really interesting.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a throwback to my season, because when she was in her clown look, she didn't break out of character until she took her makeup off.
Yeah. It harks back to like OG Jimbo.
Yeah. Cause she walked in and she was like, oh, wow. And then we would be talking to her and she never broke character. So we were like, oh, this is like a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did the other queens in that moment, did you all kind of give eyes at each other? Like, were you reading the situation with other queens, or was it?
I think we were all just so excited. Right?
Yeah.
But we were all just so happy and so excited. And she was just so like weird that like, we were kind of just like vibing, like, okay, well, I guess this is just her shtick, you know? Yeah. But then I think I remember off camera, a lot of us were like, I hope that's not how she talks all the time. And then once she took her makeup off, it was very like, she was just Jimbo, you know, she was just chill. But I will say behind the scenes, something that I don't think I've ever said is the producers and story producers, while we were all taking our makeup off, because Jimbo was the last person to do her photos. They were harking on us the whole time to talk about what does Jimbo look like out of drag. Like, that's what they wanted each of us to talk about, because I think there was such a stark difference between Jimbo out of drag and Jimbo in drag that they really, really wanted all of us to kind of have that moment in the first episode. So I remember that was like the big conversation is like, what is Jimbo like out of drag episode one for us?
That's so funny. I still to this day think you have one of the most dramatic transformations. I would much sooner. I
appreciate that.
Yeah, I think you're the like hilarious, like, you know, reverse card.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Of course. Because in a way, Jimbo at the time, the way they painted, I could almost see the architecture underneath some of the like new.
Kind of. I think for me, I think when they asked me, I was just like, I have a feeling he's just going to look like, I don't know, like, I think I said an older Lemon. I think I said him and Lemon looked the same. I was like, I feel like him and Lemon might look the same. And I think he'll just like look like an older Lemon out of drag.
Hilarious. You were sort of right.
Sort of.
Yeah. Can we talk about Candy, Miss Candy Muse, and her strategy this season? She is playing every single game from every single angle. Like, I thought she was going to have an alliance with Alexis Michelle. And then she went, nope, because you sent Lala home last week, so I'm going to do the same thing to you.
Yes. Well, I mean, you could kind of see it in her eyes of like when they would be talking to each other that Candy was just like, I can't trust you because you say one thing and do the other.
Yes.
You know, and like play it off as like a hard choice. Mm-hmm. So I would say I would have voted Alexis off as well.
Yeah. Alexis definitely was playing both camps or like two sides the whole season. It was like,
yeah,
I heard you say that. Well, I don't specifically remember what you said. It's like, wait, you said
Where is the truth, Alexis? So
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm happy, and I'm happy that Candy was able to kind of make that decision, because I have a feeling it was a sort of Alexis's time. As great a TV as Alexis is, I feel like it was that, like, the show was kind of like relying on that kind of like Alexis sort of messiness. And I was like, I'm kind of done with it. I want more. So.
But one thing I want to call out about Alexis, good hair the whole season. I feel like I feel like we didn't call that out enough. She really came back to this competition even more elevated, and where she was starting from her original season was not booger boots. Like, she always has looked good, aside from the odd, you know, like green foam boob in the Rose Challenge. But like,
have you watched the show, Tamar?
So I don't know. I just want to shout out the fact that Alexis really did look very beautiful this entire season. The whole package was very polished. So she should be very proud of herself, because I thought she looked phenomenal.
Snaps for Alexis. But
snaps
for Alexis. La, 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 la.
Great.
A little bit Alexis. So we kind of just go right into this episode and we find out what the mini challenge is going to be. And I wish we got a little bit more of the girls' faces when they found out that there was challenges this episode, because I think all of them went into this thinking this is the finale.
Yeah. They're like, girl, no, you got a mini and a main.
Yeah. So we do the mini challenge, and it is a campaign for Jean Paul Gaultier. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Inspired by the fragrance bottles, how they look kind of like a corseted bust. They all given the challenge of literally creating a look and getting in face in 45 minutes.
No, I was going to say, I love stuff like this, because it's like they give you the idea that it's 45 minutes, but because it's attached to a luxury brand, you know, they gave them like a very ample amount of time because they all looked very put together. And you know that a luxury brand doesn't want the messy girls. They want everyone to look very good. So yeah. I truly doubt that there was a 45 minute turnover with that.
Yeah, because at first I was like, wow, like, you know, hot glue takes a second to cool. they're going to have to, like, 45 minutes to do everything. I think you're right. No. A little sprinkle of movie magic. But with, you know, vague amounts of time given, whose look was your favorite fragrance bottle?
I like Jimbo's.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually like Candy's. I would wear that pink corset. It was just the most wearable. It was hot pink, crystals.
Oh, yeah. Very, very kind of us, like that kind of like cutesy moment. So I think I'm just biased. I have my Jimbo glasses on, you know?
Oh, me too. Me too. I think I have them on so strong that like every once in a while I do that little like perch, you know, some people with glasses on, they go,
just, ooh, you have to like look down above him to see what flirty. The actual kind of flirty and thriving. So you've got to kind of like look through the Jimbo glasses to sort of see what everyone else is doing. Yeah, no, I get you. But yeah, so we kind of do that. That was just sort of like a little cutesy thing. And what does it, what was the prize for it again?
I don't know. I don't know what it got. I think because I was going to say the makeover challenge, I'm getting ahead of myself. I thought they got to select the contestants or the makeover people, but I don't even think they got that. Like, what did they win? No.
I don't remember.
That's so funny. That's so funny.
It's like, I don't even
Sorry, listeners. Semi-qualified.
Semi-qualified. For me, it just kind of... Oh, no, no. Because Jessica won it, right?
I know Jessica won, but I don't know what she won.
$2,500.
Work.
Yeah. It came back really to me. She won money. It was just money. It wasn't an up or it wasn't a, you get to pick this. It's nothing like that. She just won some cash.
Oh, you like that?
She does like that.
Period. So after that, we move on and we find out what the maxi challenge is going to be. And it is not the finale. It is not finding one of RuPaul's songs and making a remix of it. It is another episode. And we are doing makeovers on lesbians.
Lesbians.
And I'm surprised it has taken them this long to do this.
I think we've had some lesbians in makeovers, but not an entire like crew, right? Like there's never been like...
But nothing where it's kind of like thanking lesbians for their kind of stake within the community. You know?
Way too long, but so happy way to see it.
Yeah, because it's like even the way that they were talking about it was just like how, you know, lesbians like took care of like gay men with AIDS when nobody else would touch them. And like how lesbians are kind of always there for like supporting people. And lesbians are like some of the best people who support drag. You know,
on the record and say lesbians are the spinal cord of the drag community. The backbone.
Yes.
They keep us. We are a floundering flock. Without our lesbians in our lives. I feel like every single drag queen could like list on their hand, they're like helpful sisters. So I agree, Juice. This was so overdue.
Mm-hmm. So overdue, especially, and yeah. So I'm really happy with that. I was really excited. I wish there was more than just three, you know. Sorry, did you hear my burp?
Absolutely heard your burp.
Oh my God, I thought I was being subtle with it. I'm having some gassy issues this week, but anyways.
Gassy and sassy. You're right.
Gassy and sassy.
You're right. Three makeovers. It's kind of an intimate amount. I don't think I've ever seen a top three do a makeover. It's tiny.
No, because it's usually the finale.
Yeah. What are they doing to us? So we get our lesbians. We've got Amanda, Angie. Amanda. Yeah. And Angie. And Lisa. So by pure random chance, they put their names or they pull out names from a box. And we find out that Amanda is with Jimbo, Angie is with Candy, and Lisa is with Jessica.
Angie Woo! Could top me.
I know. Kind of cute, right?
Very. Yeah. Angie, I was just beautiful like, oh. Beautiful face. But Angie was giving very just like hot barber. You know, you go in and they've got that like masculine energy and you're like, ooh, hi. So who would you have wanted out of the three?
Oh, I think Angie. Beautiful face. Really, really, really great face. That would have been probably the easiest to navigate. She has beautiful eyes. Really great to support like a brow block drag makeup. She's got that real estate, beautiful canvas. But all of them would be really exciting. The only thing, can we get into the fact that Amanda really didn't want to do the costumes that Jimbo had prepped?
Oh my God. So I wanted to dive into this. So I feel like that's what happened. But Amanda has since come out on Twitter saying not to blame the edit, but I didn't like that I was getting a nervous, shy queen kind of edit, that I didn't like the costumes. She's like, I actually had so much fun and I was really excited and loved a lot of the costuming. It's just they took this one moment and kind of painted me as if I wasn't having a good time.
But then why didn't she wear it?
I don't think it fit.
I know. That was the one thing, that particular design, it's that really stiff vinyl corseted piece. It needed it needed an extension if they were going to do
it. There's a moment where you actually see Jimbo put it on Amanda. Wrap it around, and you can see it almost not connecting. So I don't think it would have looked good if they would have done it fully, mm-hmm. because that costume is also very put together and very clean. And I think if it doesn't fit perfectly, even if it's just a little bit off, it's going to look messy. Mm-hmm. So I think Jimbo kind of shifted gears and went into something that would fit properly rather than having the narrative of like, oh, it's not fitting Amanda, so we're not going to do it. I think it was just like, you know, we're not really feeling this look, so let's move into something that works better. I think that's a better way to kind of go about it, PR-wise.
I like that too. I also respect the fact that Jimbo was not flustered in any sort of way, just so calm. I would not be like that. If I brought something for this particular challenge and it not happen, I would be like, it would definitely take me a second to be like, okay, I guess I have like endless other options. Not
I have a feeling Jimbo brought other options.
Yeah,
because why would you have two completely identical looks?
Yeah,
you know. I also will say I loved Jimbo's moment where he just went, tell me about anything traumatic that happened in your life, because it was almost like him saying the producers are forcing us to have a very deep conversation and not just one about our looks.
Literally.
I loved that.
No, it's very breaking the fourth wall. It's what we love about Jimbo.
Jimbo. I will say I wanted Lisa, by the way. Lisa or Amanda, I would want. Angie, as much as I love Angie, I feel like I'm too tiny and petite.
Okay, cute.
Yeah, and it would look a little off.
More mother-daughter, maybe?
Yeah, when they're supposed to be my daughter. Although I will say Tiffany is quite a lot bigger than me, my drag daughter Tiffany. So
I still see a resemblance, though. You both have really cute noses.
Yeah, she definitely has a very box energy by her, but she is much taller than me.
Well, I love you, Gorge, but a lot of people are.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah. So we talked about Amanda, her situation with Jimbo. Angie is giving us a lot of vulnerability and openness as far as her relationship with femininity. Say that again.
Love.
Femininity.
Femininity.
And it's a cool vantage point that I never think of, where at certain points in her life, being feminine was something that was forced on her in the same way that masculinity was maybe forced onto you and I, Juice. Mm-hmm. And so it's super triggering in some ways for Angie to be getting into drag, because it's hyper feminine. It's like being femme on steroids. And so she's kind of going through it.
Yeah. And it's such a complex emotion sometimes, because it's like, that's something that we can kind of understand, but on the other end. You know, but I think there's such another layer to it, because femininity is seen as being weaker. Femininity is seen as not being kind of equal to other people. So it's just like, with what was being forced on us, is like, we were being forced to be masculine, and we were being forced to be at the top of the pyramid of like patriarchy, when Angie is kind of getting forced onto her as like being at the bottom of the barrel and kind of being treated lesser than and soft and meek. You know, so it's such a weird kind of thing to wrap your mind around when it's such another world, but it's great that we're able to see it.
Yeah, that moment for me was where I was so excited about this being the contestants for the makeover. You're right. Like it being the first crew of just lesbians, it then becomes a story to get to put on the show, because it's huge. I thought it was really lovely.
Me too.
But Angie, you cannot walk in heels.
Angie did okay.
She got it by the end for the final performance. Yeah, I love a girl who can pull through for the final performance. I was nervous during rehearsal. I was like,
Yeah, I wanted to be like, Divalicious Diva, we can get this. It's when they add the like knee bend in.
Yes, they look like praying mantis.
Yeah, it's when people can't walk in heels and they do the knee bend. I'm just like, I understand it hurts, but all you need to do is engage your quad, straighten out your leg. I know you've got strong legs.
Yeah.
I know those are just some ham hocks there. There's some meat in there. You got strong legs. Don't act like you can't walk in a heel.
Yeah, come on now. How do we feel about Lisa's strut? It was also very rigid. She felt very tight.
rigid with a bit of a knee bend. There was some tight lower back in there. I like Lisa. Lisa just felt very shy. It was hard to almost break through Lisa, and it feels like we never actually really did.
I know, poor Jessica, because Jessica's such a social butterfly and open and funny, and she kept tossing her all these, you know, opportunities sass back, and it was like Jessica was playing with herself. Like,
yeah.
Lisa would say nothing, and Jessica was like, oh, there she is. There's our drag queen. It's like, she gave you nooch.
Nothing. At one point, Lisa talks about her relationship with her mother, remember? And how it was just, like, not really there and all these things. And then Jessica had, like, a relatable story. Like, I also have a situation like that, but I was able to come through with it. And Lisa straight up just went, I love that for you. Like, Jess was like, it's not the same for me, babe. I was like,
At that point, she's just getting through it.
Yeah, so... Anyways, where should we...
Can we talk about Rue giving them a curveball when they were saying not only is this a makeover challenge, but they also have to prepare a lip sync performance?
I wasn't surprised.
I kind of was for a second because it just felt like it's so much.
They always do it.
Is there always a lip sync involved? Sometimes I thought it was just the runway presentation.
No, it's always, but it's usually just silly and for fun. You know, it's not judged. It's just to loosen them up and to put that little bit of pressure on, but it's also like just to make them feel happy and goofy. And because they every single time they finish the runway lip sync on every single franchise, everyone's laughing. Mm-hmm. I think it's meant to kind of make them feel comfortable.
Cute.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Okay, with the big reveals, each lesbian becoming their drag queen persona.
Yes.
What did we think? Yes. What did we think?
I don't think that anybody here is necessarily bad at makeovers. Yeah. So they all looked amazing.
Yeah. Like,
everybody had a beautiful face on. Everybody had a beautiful wig. Everybody looked great. Mm-hmm. I will say I didn't love Amanda's final product.
Okay.
I just found it to be... Yeah, it's. I think out of the three, Jimbo is probably the least experienced of painting other people.
Yeah.
So I was kind of like, it's okay. And it's also like there's such a difference between when you're painting yourself and your bone structure versus when you're painting someone else and their bone structure. I think as drag entertainers, and then also you have to think about it from a makeup artist lens, when you're doing someone with such a different face than you, you have to think about what's complementing their face. And sometimes your face doesn't look good on them. Like a lot of times at the beginning of my drag career, when I was still doing makeup full time, people would want drag makeups and they would essentially just want my face, you know? 100%. So I would put my face on them, but that's not what looks good, you know?
Yeah.
So there was a lot of complication there.
No, totally. So. I felt like in the cut crease, all of it was done in theory. Great. Mm-hmm. But I wish she just pulled it up a little higher and then did a bolder, larger brow. Because I felt like there wasn't enough complimenting her face, her beautiful face.
Yes, I agree.
And then there was something kind of funky going on with Lisa's hairline. I feel like Lisa naturally has a smaller forehead and then the wig sported. Keep your eyes peeled on the episode. I feel like they took a lot of liberties blurring it. So it didn't look. But there was a B-roll shot where Jessica was putting, I think, like weave glue like directly on her head. And I was like, oh,
yeah,
my
she
God.
Did like ghost bond at the hairline.
I was like, what is happening? Well, I glue my sideburns. I do it, but I do it way earlier before foundation and I powder it down like my brows. I would do that sometimes for my Widow's Peak too.
I think it might have been the case of like maybe too her late. Head was too small.
Too late.
And too late.
Yeah, because she probably painted her entire face, framing her natural hairline, and then was like, okay, time to put the wig on. And she's like, oh, wait, this wig don't work.
Yeah, I think that might have been kind of the moment.
Because I clocked that as well.
Yeah, you're right.
We clocked it. But another thing we can clock is health and nutrition, because I am getting my vitamins every single day by taking AG1. Our partner for this week's podcast, Athletic Greens. Oh, how are you feeling taking your AG1 juice?
I feel great. It's a great addition into my every single day. All I do is take my little package. I've got the little travel packages right now. And I just rip the top off, pour it right into my morning water. And I just have it right before my shake. And it's the perfect addition into my day. I love it. It's easy, quick, and gets me all my nutrients in just to start the day.
Mm-hmm. It's like, it makes my hair feel a little bit better. Maybe like my skin. I just feel like I have more energy. And it's, you know, maybe it's placebo, but low key placebo works too. If it's working, it's working.
I mean, from a diet and a gut health kind of standpoint, I'm big on gut health. I love the fact that it has some probiotics in it, because then I'm able to get my probiotics not only from my intake, from my proteins and things in the morning, but also from my AG1.
Yeah, so take it from us, the healthiest drag queens on the planet.
I mean, look at these biceps.
Whoa. It didn't even fit in frame.
I know, it's so big. Patreon users, watch how fucking big I am. Anyways.
So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. This super supports the podcast. So if you're an SQ cutie, you can go to athleticgreens.com/SQQ. That's our unique code to get that discount, those free vitamin D supplements. So yeah, go to athleticgreens.com/SQQ. Check it out.
Bam, bam, bam.
Bam, 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 bam.
So we're going to go right to the main stage. And this week, RuPaul owes someone an apology.
I liked it.
No, that's not what it is.
What happened?
Honey Mahogany on her season of Drag Race.
Oh, yes.
Wore this exact same outfit,
mm-hmm,
and was ripped to shreds.
You're right.
For looking like a beautiful caftan. And then RuPaul decides to walk out and stick a flower on it.
The flower took it there.
The flower took it there. Honey, you should have had the flower.
Honey, where was your flower? Where was the flower,
Diva?
Think Carrie Bradshaw. Think Pat Fields. Think flirty accessorizing. That's all you need.
Flirty, 30, thriving. So yeah, but Ru looked great. Did you see Fierce Alicious, what she did?
Fierce will stop at nothing to bring up her design challenge dress. I actually respect it. It's like,
I mean, if you got the brand, babe, hold on to it.
You got the brand. The way she color corrected it to have the flower be red and the caftan be the same
so
blue.
Stupid. I was just like, you're so much.
It's kind of brilliant.
I mean, it was full brill. And then we've got Michelle looking kind of just like simple, just in a little vest with a pinstripe.
Well, you can't compete with a caftan.
No, why, how could she?
She saw that backstage and went, Rue, you'll ruin me. What am I going to do now?
What could I do? Carson Kressley in a cute little blue kind of like sequin moment on his suit. It's like it's almost like a snakeskin pattern.
And then we have new girl, Zooey Deschanel.
I can't help falling in love with your world. The cursive singer herself.
I love Zooey Deschanel.
You would love Zooey Deschanel.
She's adorable. What's not to love? She's just so
hey,
cute.
I didn't say I don't love Zooey Deschanel. I love her Christmas music. I love singing in cursive.
Yes. I know what you mean. But really funny. Did you watch New Girl?
I try to get into New Girl like once every 6 months. And
who's that girl?
Who's that girl? Yeah. I try to get into it because like, how can you say no to just like a manic pixie dream girl and 3 goofy best friends? Like, how do you say no to that? You know? Mm-hmm. So
And yet
I just can't. I can't.
Did. Week on, week off.
I try and I do laugh, but I just feel like because I wasn't there for the beginning of it, I can't latch on. But I can respect the new girl stands.
I love her. And I was happy to see her here. I wasn't sure. Does she have anything new that she's working on that she's promoting? Or was it just like, hey, Zooey, want to come on the show? She like, went, I don't know what
my
she's
up. Baby, I think I want to.
Wow. Me? Wow. Drag Race? Okay.
Wow. Here we go. All right.
I don't think kind of crazy.
Okay. I shouldn't do Zooey Deschanel for fucking Snatch Game, but maybe you should.
I love Zooey. I love her.
Zooey would be a great Snatch Game character, actually.
Mm-hmm. No, super yeah.
Done right. I think she would be a good one. That was maybe why she did it. She was just like, I'm getting on these drag queen radars. I want to be on
in the zeitgeist. Exactly.
Yeah, Jesus
exactly.
Christ. I like how her name is also Zooey Deschanel. There's 2 O's there.
Ooh, glam.
Mm-hmm.
I spelled it wrong then.
Yeah, you did.
Put me on blast. Put myself on blast. So we start with our runway. We start with our runway, drag family resemblance, which obviously, mm-hmm. as with every makeover challenge, we've got Jessica and Kitty Wild. What do we think? Neither of us care. We're like, you go first.
What do you think? Okay, I'll go first. I love these outfits for a bar.
A Gaga tribute night.
I've seen these exact outfits on countless performers for their brunch, for their entire
drag career.
Yeah, like everyone has the bodysuit with the spiky shoulder and the high black boot with like a sassy little hair. Look, you've got little places to put the money. Great for that. Do I love it for the runway? No.
I was watching clips of Roscoe's viewing party and Jessica got on the mic saying this came as fabric in her hotel room. She literally didn't have a fully constructed garment at the beginning of the season. And she was like, well, let's see if I make it to the makeover challenge. And as it got closer and closer, so she somehow pulled a miracle. So once I knew the backstory of this, I was actually really impressed. As familiar of a silhouette it is, I thought she killed it with that story in mind.
For that being the backstory in it, yeah, then I'll give it more than just me kind of like hating on it, because I did think it was a bit plain. But
yeah. Well, if you thought that was plain.
Oof. The AliExpress dresses.
AliExpress yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have it Jimbo was... and Sissy Delish. Sissy Delicious.
I also don't love Sissy Delicious.
As a name.
Like, your name's Jimbo. Where's the family resemblance in Sissy Delicious?
That beat on the show when they were workshopping the name, it was so funny because Amanda could have said anything. And at that point, Jimbo just would have been like, improv, yes, and I love it. She would have been like, what if my name is Cat Shit? And Jimbo would have been like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
so good. What about Cat Shit Delicious?
Cat shit. I love cat shit. Eat shit. Like, I don't know. Like,
she could have said anything. And at that point, Jimbo was like, please, girl, let's just get this to the runway. Sure. Your name's Sissy. Sissy Delicious. I don't care.
I don't know. I don't love the drag name. And like, looking back on it, the makeup on the runway isn't as bad as I thought before. Mm-hmm. The brow's still a bit, it's better lighting. In lighting, it looks a lot better. She looks quite cute. Mm-hmm. You know, the hairs are fun.
Half up, half down. We love a half up, half down.
Oh, an absolute classic. But again, it's giving AliExpress. It's giving like, I don't know. It's Tuesday night. You wanted to put the Scoochie dress on because it's not a lot of people are going to be in the audience, but you still want to look put together and comfortable. You know, it's great for a hosting moment. Totally. But it's just for me, it's like, we're on Drag Race. Like, what All are we stars. Doing here? All you know?
Stars. Yeah.
So I was kind of, it's giving me season two.
You were pissed.
I wasn't pissed. It's just like,
you're
I mad. Feel like
the, you're foaming the at
first,
the, right now.
The first one, we got a bodysuit that you see at a bar. The second one, we got a dress that you see at a bar. You know, where's the elevation is what I'm kind of going at.
Well, maybe it's by comparison, or I think these looks stand on their own. Candy and Cookie. I thought they looked really great.
I thought it was drag.
That A-line silhouette, super smart of Candy. That's going to fit lots of body types because you don't know the size of your makeover contestant. So she thought strategy. She thought she went custom. Big hair, Valley of the Dolls. That's going to look great on anyone. You could look like a thumb. And by the time you put on that A-line dress and that big hair, you look like a supermodel. You look like a cute mod gal. And so you see the family resemblance and everything. I loved it.
Exactly. Everything you said. The only problem with it is that it was too long. Candy's was cute and short. Mm. And what was her drag name again?
Cookie.
And Cookie's was just a little too long, especially because Cookie is so tall. I feel like if it was just, I would say, a good 10 inches shorter, it would have made Cookie look even taller. But what I kind of, like, just to be sort of devil advocate myself, I kind of liked that it was too big because she looked like a little sister.
Yeah, they tried. I actually thought the fit wasn't that bad. I didn't think that it looked disgusting on her because it's A-line. It should be kind of, it's roomier. It's chill. It was definitely the strongest of the night. Like, don't even go for it.
It was drag. The other ones were drag, but at the bar, this was drag on the main stage, you know? And the white shoe with the, loved it. Loved it.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you might be feeling depressed, stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed, BetterHelp is here to help. And coming from somebody who's had a panic attack on national television, BetterHelp helps.
BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you.
Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience.
There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area.
You just fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with the therapist in under 48 hours.
Then you schedule a secure video and phone session. Plus, you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential. During the pandemic, I had lost my job and I was feeling really overwhelmed. And Rebecca at BetterHelp was able to actually help me target areas in my life that needed attention and where I needed to work on things. And it actually inspired me to audition for Canada's Drag Race.
And if you don't have a legend like Rebecca, you can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime.
Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist.
Special offer to semi-qualified Queens listeners. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/SQQ.
That's betterhelp.com/SQQ. The special URL code will be in the show notes.
Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode.
It was so fun. And so by no surprise, Candy Muse took the win this challenge.
Yes.
Bam, 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 bam.
Mm-hmm. So Candy wins. And with that, we get obviously Jessica and Jimbo in the bottom. Mm-hmm. And I love that they did this whole narrative of like, well, if the bottom two are tied, it will have to go to the main all-star that week, the winning all-star. So I guess we'll see how this plays out.
Yes.
So I loved that. And we actually get a surprise with our lip sync assassin this week. And the curtains open. And it is, what is her name? Priyanka. Our Canada season one sister.
So happy for her. You could tell, like, this was just like everyone on social media. Everyone was so excited. She's always talked about how she's never met RuPaul. And so for it to be so well played on camera, she made them laugh. She did her little like, ooh, wow. It was cute.
Yeah.
She killed it.
Did you actually see her Roscoe's video of it happening?
I didn't catch all of it, but I saw a big smile on her face kind of seeing some of the clips. I didn't watch the whole thing.
If you watch, she posted a TikTok of her getting, like, to seeing it the first time. Mm-hmm. Her face is soaked in tears. It's really nice to watch. You could see that it's just, you could see just, like, genuine joy. And, like, Jessica's with her, and Jessica, like, gives her, like, that, like, hug, like, you know, congrats. Like, I know how important this is to you. And it's just, like, it's a really nice moment to kind of just see, especially from, like, someone from Canada, you know, to kind of have that moment. It's All-Stars 8, as much as we are complaining about All-Stars 8 right now, it really feels like Canada is getting their flowers.
100%. It feels very Canadian coded, and we do love to see that. So maybe we need to stop complaining about the length.
We're so annoying. We just need to be happy with what we get.
We're just narcissists. We're mad that it's not us.
If it was us, we'd be like, it's 28 episodes.
Can it be 35 episodes?
Like, can it just be like a year long season
with a Christmas special?
Could it be a podcast every single week? If that's like an hour long, every single week.
I like that.
Shine. So Priyanka comes through and wins, which I saw coming.
Yeah. And it adds drama to this whole, like, whose lipstick do you have in your hands? And it comes down to a tie. Funny. Like, this whole extra beat. Like, of course, it's Priyanka getting to lean into that and just, like, be funny for an extra second. And then through rules and regulations, we see the tie, we bring Candy up, and what does she do? She sends Jessica home.
Jessica. Yeah.
She sends Jessica home,
which I think in Candy's mind, she's being strategic because season, the way the season's always going to end is with very performance-based challenges.
Yeah.
And she knows she is a stronger performer than Jimbo. Mm. Jessica is an incredible performer.
Oh, cool vantage point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. So I think that's where she's thinking about it. I think she's thinking long game because Jessica is a dancer. She's going to put together a really great lyric. She's going to sing really cool. She's going to be effervescent. She's going to have a great story. Mm-hmm. And Jimbo, while Jimbo is probably going to have a great story and going to be great TV, Candy's going to be a better dancer. Mm-hmm. Candy's going to probably have better lyrics. Candy's going to be probably a better singer, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think that's where she's thinking, is that she's going to annihilate the finale and that will be the way that she wins.
Oh, cool. I thought she was doing the whole don't upset the fan base thing. And she thought Jimbo would have...
No, I think she was thinking, how can she beat this person? I think Candy, I think, is more self-aware about the fan base than we give her credit. I think she kind of likes when they hate her a little bit because it's bringing her press. Like, not likes it because they're horrible and racist and awful to her, but it's still kind of keeping them in her mouth because she's got really dedicated fans.
Yeah.
So no matter what, with as much hate as she gets, she's always going to get love.
If you don't have star quality.
She has a fucking mural in Brooklyn of just her face.
So beautiful.
And how someone was so successfully paint a lisp is just incredible.
And she also said, I saw her with like a little selfie video of that mural. She's like, typically you have to
died
to get a mural in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And she's still living, bitch. So that's a walking legend.
So
I was nervous, though. I was nervous. I thought she might send Jimbo home because they've been doing so well this whole competition. So for whatever strategy was going through her beautiful mind, Jimbo's in the top two. Canada made it this entire All-Stars juice.
Yes. Canada's going to win.
I think so. I think so. I think so.
Shine.
Yeah. It's going to be Jimbo's, right?
Yes, I think it's going to be Jimbo's. I don't think it's going to go to anybody else because of how well Jimbo did all season. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Candy did great, but it's just Jimbo feels like she's getting that winner's edit.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's another episode. We did it. So next week we have Fame Games, and then we have the finale.
And after the finale, we have got some very special surprises and some very special guests for you guys.
We've got announcements. We've got interviews. Just, we are cooking up quite a storm in the semi-qualified kitchen right now. It's very exciting.
And we've got a lot of stuff that...
We had a great meeting right before this recording. Juice and I are excited. Yes. We feel good. We feel aligned.
We feel aligned. We feel good. We feel sexy. And we're really excited to bring you guys a lot of really, really great new content. But with that all being said, if you guys want to be a part of the podcast, if you guys want to have your voice heard, please, please, please message us and send us a DM or send us a voice note. But if you want to send us a DM, it's Instagram at semiqualifiedqueenspod, Twitter at SQQpod, hashtag semiqualifiedquestions, or email us at semiqualifiedqueenspod@gmail.com.
Seriously, if you've made it to this part in the episode, Juice and I are like super curious if you've been watching All Stars 8, if you have any like burning thoughts that you've just like wanted to share or hear us chat about on the podcast, this is your chance in these last two episodes of us reviewing All Stars. We want to hear from you. We didn't have voice notes this week, and we were thinking, are people like just not into this season? You know, what's going on? So record a little voice memo at www.speakpipe.com/SQQPOD and chat with us. We literally want to hear from you. I think it's so fun when people call in.
Or even if you have like ideas of who you want to see on the pod, interviews or people, even if they're not within the Drag Race spectrum, if there's anybody from outside of that that you really want to see, let us know. We want to hear your voices. We want to hear your input because we do this for you. Yeah. As much as me and Cynthia love to do things for ourselves, we really do the podcast for you.
100%. We're working on our summer programming, so please chime into the discussions. GC, is that it for the week? Have we wrapped?
I think we've wrapped. We'll see you guys next week for the Fame Games talent show. Bye. Woo!
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.